What is up, all my kings and queens out there? That's what I'm calling you now, I've decided. Welcome back to the podcast. This is A Beer With, but this is the All Jai Myself podcast. So this is just me sitting down, having a chat directly to you, talking about things that I'm interested in, stuff that has been going on in my life, and just things that I really want to maybe discuss or talk about with you guys. So first off, I just want to say, Happy New Year, Happy 2022. It has been a little while since you've heard from me. It's probably been about a year. So there's been a lot going on, and I've been super busy, which I hate saying that I'm busy, but it's actually accurate. But I have been doing a heap of stuff. And I think the first thing to talk to you guys about and to just tell you how it's all going is the recording studio, Diffuse Studios. We made the big move probably at the height and the peak of COVID, and we decided to move to a bigger and better spot away from where Frequencies was because it was closing. We felt, I'm not sure I've talked about this much, but this might be a good time to talk about it. Paul was moving out. He's got a family. He's got some other, he's got another job. He had all this stuff going on. So that's fair enough that, during COVID when it was more difficult to do things, he wanted to, make a move and maybe pull back a bit and, spend more time with his family. That's all his business, but, absolutely fine with us. But we did have the option to actually take over Frequencies, that space. But after thinking about it for a bit, we decided it wasn't the best move for us because it was never going to be the same. We don't have the experience in live streaming that Paul had. So we knew that, if we were to do it there, it was never going to be quite exactly the same as how it was. And we would always be comparing it to how it used to be. So we decided to go out. We got the new space still in Woolloongabba, just down the road at Balaclava Street. And now this place is, it's I think it's bigger, not quite sure. It feels bigger because it's got a bigger roof. At the beginning when we first moved in, a couple of months setting up, doing all our absorbers, we built and hung 83 panels all over the ceiling and walls. We've got more to do still. There's always more to do. So started off doing all that. That was great. Thanks to all the people who came and helped. There was quite a number of people who, gave us a day of their time. So thank you to everyone out there who helped. You know who you are if you're listening. And then we went straight into band rehearsals we have at the studio. We do recordings, so vocal recordings, some instrument tracking as well, as well as DJ practice, mixing, mastering, all that stuff. That's probably the core business of what we do. And at the moment that's being affected by all the COVID stuff. So we're super lucky that we also do our events, which, if you haven't been to one yet, you're absolutely missing out. There's nothing like it in Brisbane. I don't really know how to, the best way to describe it. It's like a house party, but not at a house. It's BYO. It's in a sound treated studio. We've got a new PA system. I don't know what else to tell you, but it's the closest thing to a doof without being a doof, obviously. So if you haven't come to one, I would definitely say you should check it out. We've got different themed nights. We do different collabs with other brands and things as well. So definitely, look out for the events at the studio. And if you have been, you know what I'm talking about. And I just want to say thank you for coming and supporting us and supporting the studio. Thank you as well to all the artists, DJs, the live painting artists, we've had visuals. So we've had, mapped visuals and stuff like that, projection visuals. Thank you to everyone who's, contributed to that. If you've lent us any gear, if you've helped us with decorations, if you've done anything to help, really do thank you so, so much. And to everyone who has come, to our parties, thank you so much. They're so much fun and, they really do help us, to keep the studio going, especially in these times where we have, some restrictions put on us and, people can't rehearse for bands and stuff and we sort of lose out a little bit there. But, everyone being so supportive with the studio, has been just absolutely amazing. So thank you so much to everyone out there who's been supporting and helping and everything. Myself and Johnny and Blair now, we brought on Blair as part of the studio, initially doing events with us, but now he's part of the team. So he's on board. So thanks to Blair for coming on as well. And always thanks to Johnny for, being a great business partner and friend and everything in between. It's really great to be able to, offer this place, this space for people to gather to, we've done some birthdays and things as well for the arts and all the arts, having live paintings there, or live art there, people selling things. We've had people come and sell bags and art and stuff like that. And it's just amazing community that, we're starting to see form around the studio. So I won't go on too much longer about how thankful I am, because I am so thankful. But, without you guys, we couldn't do this. I think my new saying is we couldn't do this without you, and we wouldn't want to anyway. So thank you, everyone out there supporting the studio. It's been great so far. And, we're hoping that things continue this way into the future. Now, something to talk about. The last episode I did of this show, I was talking about Clubhouse. Now, you probably noticed that I don't talk about Clubhouse much anymore. You might be thinking, Jai, what happened to Clubhouse? It's still there. I still go on there sometimes. But what's happened now is, I think what we've found out is that social audio, which is Clubhouse, it's not a platform. I think it's more of a feature. And so, I definitely probably hang out in Twitter spaces a little bit now. I tried the whole green room thing for a while, or the green room, which is the Spotify one. I really didn't like the way it worked. Twitter spaces is cool. It's got some good stuff, and it's great, for some different things. But Clubhouse, you fucked yourself so hard. What they did was, for a long time there, you had to really be running rooms and really actually engaging and being on the platform to be able to start your own club, to be able to start your own thing, basically, your own channel, whatever you want to call it. And so that was, everyone was doing rooms, and it meant that people had to, there wasn't as many clubs. So people had to congregate in these spaces together. But all of a sudden one day they just opened it up, and anyone could have a club. You could have as many clubs as you wanted in the end. They initially had a few, you can only have a few. Now you can have as many as you want. Big, big mistake. What that ended up doing was fractioning, and creating these little pockets within Clubhouse, because once everyone could have a club, everyone was like, well, I want to go and create my club and push that and work on that and build that. And so what happened was, then everyone was doing their own little things, and then there was no, everyone was actually doing their own things. So there was no audience. There's no people who were gathering in those spaces. So it really just sort of started to, fractionalize is the right word if I'm using there, but it started really, segmenting into these little smaller communities. And that wasn't a good thing, because Clubhouse failed to do any advertising, particularly here in Australia. Whereas you'll see, like, TikTok, I see ads for TikTok everywhere, on other social media platforms, on, ads on YouTube, all these different places. So, like, that's what Clubhouse needed to do. They let these other competitors come in, and so now you've got Twitter Spaces, you've got Green Room, you've got Clubhouse, you've got all these competitors, and, Twitter is particularly probably the one that's, I'd say, winning at the moment, inverted commas, if you can't see that, mainly because they already had a large user base there. So all they had to do was add this feature in, and then all of a sudden, bang, they've got all these users using it. The Twitter Spaces realm for particular areas really do work well, and a lot of people gather in those spaces with similar interests. So that's what's happened with Clubhouse. I still get on there maybe once or twice or three times a week just to talk to some of my friends because I've got some really close friends on Clubhouse now. And, you know, going onto Clubhouse, there's a few things that I think, and this is something that I would, you know, say to everyone out there, this is why you get onto new technologies, onto new platforms and new things. You learn things on those platforms that will help you in the future. So I've learned now how to use social audio. I understand how rooms work. I understand how to get on stage. I understand how to connect with big speakers. I understand how to actually make a proper connection with someone on these social audio platforms. So now when I go to Twitter Spaces and I'm doing stuff, I know what the best practices are. I know, you know, I know things to do, things not to do, ways, things that are annoying, things to watch out for, and just think, you know, little tips and tricks and things there that I don't think a lot of other users know about or use. I've given those tips away to a few people, but there's definitely some things that I've learned from Clubhouse that have definitely helped me down the track already. The other thing is it kept my chops going, so I can still sit here and do these, you know, these individual podcasts. And once I actually get a beer with back, which will be coming, don't worry, I'm planning on bringing it back. I just need a little bit of time to organize myself and get some of these other things that I'm doing underway. So it is coming back. There will be more interviews with people. I'm just working it out. But it's kept my chops going so I could, you know, continue talking and figuring that out. And one of the other great things about Clubhouse is I made some really good connections with people, and I've made some connections on there that are going to help me moving forwards. So this year you will see some big announcements mid-year, maybe a bit before mid-year. And that announcement, which I'm not going to announce now, announcement coming soon. I'm not even big things coming soon. That's all going to be possible because I met some friends on Clubhouse and I've got some extra connections, and they're willing to help me, and I'm going to be helping them with some stuff as well. So just really met a great little group of people who are entrepreneurs, have businesses. You know, I've got extra contacts I can just ask questions to, and we're all friends. I would call them all on their friends. They're my friends, even though I haven't seen them in real life before, many of them. But, you know, those people there, I help them with things. They help me with things. So we've, you know, I've connected with a heap of people, mainly around Australia, that are going to help me out with something. So that might give you a hint what the announcement might be. But anyway, we're not going to go into that. But Clubhouse, that's what happened to it. It's still there. I still love Clubhouse, but I don't think it's definitely, I'm not excited about it like I was, just because basically they didn't bring new users onto the platform because they didn't advertise it correctly. If you don't have new users, it's just all us trying to build our own things with no audience. Not going to work. So unfortunately, Clubhouse made an error in their sort of planning, I think. I think that was probably the big downfall. There's been other things that they didn't do right, I think, but that was the really big thing that sort of was their downfall. So I would still say come on Clubhouse if you want to learn about it. But I am far more into Twitter now. Twitter Spaces is, you know, a big thing with NFTs, and this is the part of this podcast where I talk about NFTs. And I'm sure you've all seen, anyone who listens to my podcasts will have seen my social media, will have seen how I'm constantly talking about NFTs now. And I'm going to explain to you in my words now why that is. So NFTs, quick explanation for people. If you don't know, it's called a non-fungible token. Non-fungible means it can't be copied. It's not the same as anything else. If you talk about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, these things are all, they're all fungible. So you can trade, you know, you can trade an Ethereum, like one Ethereum for one Ethereum, whatever. Like you can actually trade it. It's the same. NFTs are individual. They're all unique and different. So you could have three images of the same, art piece. They're all different tokens because they've got a different hash within the system. So they're different. So what this allows is for digital assets. Digital assets without the blockchain is kind of, I mean, a lot of people say it is possible, but I still sort of failing to see how you would pull that off and have confidence in it. But essentially, NFTs are digital assets. They can be anything. They can be images. They can be songs. They can be videos. They can be 3D art. They can be 3D graphics. They can be animations. They can be none of those things. I've purchased some digital land as an NFT. I've got a couple of plots in Aftermath Islands just to see if maybe that takes off. They can be, I've got songs that I'm selling as NFTs, limited edition sort of songs. So it basically means that there's only a certain number of copies. And a lot of people say to me, well, like, why would someone want to buy an NFT of your song if it's just the MP3 or the WAV file or whatever it is? And if it was just that, there's probably no reason. But an NFT means you actually own that. Okay, this is where it gets difficult. So an NFT is like, imagine a certificate of authenticity. So I've got a painting, I've got a Picasso on my wall. Let's imagine that I can afford a Picasso. You can take a photo of that Picasso, right? You can take a photo of that and you can make a print. You could print that out and you could, you know, put it up on your wall. And you could say, I have a Picasso. You don't actually have a Picasso, right? We can all understand that you've just copied a Picasso. You can't sell that copy that you've made to anyone as a Picasso, because they're going to want to know, well, where's the certificate of authenticity? How do I know that this is an original? How do I know that this isn't a copy? And you can't prove that. So essentially, you know, you don't have proof that it is a Picasso. Man, it sounds weird when you say Picasso over and over. I've never said it so many times. That's what an NFT is. An NFT is a certificate of authenticity that you can see because it's on the blockchain. You can see all the transactions that have happened with that particular NFT. You can see what address originally created it. So who the creator is of that NFT. You can see, did they send it to someone for free? Did they sell it to someone? Did that person then sell it to someone else? Did they then sell, you know, did they then transfer it to someone for free? You can see all this on the blockchain, and that's how you can verify that it's an authentic piece. Because what happens is I mint one of my songs, right? I mint it, and it's got, once you purchase that, it's got the cover art as the NFT sort of image, and then it's got an unlockable link. Once you purchase it, you can unlock that link. That takes you to a file storage somewhere where I have that song stored. I probably, for the ones that I've put up, I've got it in MP3, I've got it in WAV format, I've also got the artwork in there as well, and I've also got a little message from me saying thank you, you know, for purchasing, and some links to, you know, to the Discord and different stuff like that. So that then, you know, what if you purchase that, you can see on the transactions who the original creator was, whose wallet did it come from? And in this case, it came from mine, and they can say, well, Boy King Koi, I can see it's come from his wallet. It must be him. However, if you were to buy a track of mine and you looked, or before you would go to buy it, you would look the transaction history, you would look and see where did this originate from, who's the creator, look at that creator's wallet, and then you can see and look at their profile on OpenSea or whatever platform it might be, and you can say, no, that's not the creator. It might be linked to some other account. And so you can say, well, that's not the creator. So this person has just either copied the audio and put it in that file, or they've right-click saved, as a lot of people love to say, and put that, you know, and made that as an NFT and sold it. But they don't have the certificate of authenticity saying that it comes from the original artist, me. So that's why, you know, a lot of people say, well, oh, it's why you can just copy the MP3. Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. You can copy the MP3, but that doesn't matter. You can't prove to anyone you own it. And because you can't prove you own it, you therefore can't sell it. No one's going to buy just the MP3 if it's not coming from me. So I'll give you an example now. I've made limited edition copies of majority of my songs. I will do all of them. I teamed up with High Tech Records for an Australian first. We officially launched all of my tracks as NFTs that were through the label. And so we've got a contract together, and we're the first Australian label. High Tech Records is the first Australian label to collaborate with an artist and release their music as NFTs. So we made Australian history. It's being done in other places around the world, but we made Australian history by doing this. Now, this was just something that I contacted them about and said, hey, no one's done this yet. Let's do it. And so as far as we're aware, we're the first to have done this in Australia with a label. Now, we can prove this, or we can check this. If someone else says that they did it first, we can check. It's all available on the blockchain. We can see when they did it. And so, you know, there's no debating about, oh, we did a soft launch and sold some tickets. No, we can see if it happened or if it didn't happen. So if it did happen by someone else, I'm more than happy to be proven wrong. But I'm pretty sure we were the first ones. So I'm super excited about that. But we did 200 copies. So there will never be more than 200 copies. Now, let's give a case example of why you might buy these NFTs now when, you know, I'm not a huge artist. People in most countries probably wouldn't have any idea who I am. They would never have seen my name. They would have no idea at all. But why might you guys out there, or someone who, comes across my NFTs, why might they buy them? Well, think about this. Imagine if you bought one of the first, say there was limited edition vinyls of the Beatles. Now the Beatles do 200 copies of limited edition. When they were small, they may not have been worth much because they were, you know, they weren't a huge act at that time, or maybe they were, whatever. Now, down the track, if there was only 200 copies of that, that's going to be worth so much more down the track. Imagine having, you know, one of the first limited edition copies of Dark Side of the Moon or something I've just gone blank. Jimi Hendrix. Okay, just hold up one second. I don't usually edit the podcast, but I just had to add this in. I know that Jimi Hendrix did not write Dark Side of the Moon. It was Pink Floyd, but I just had a brain fart and I was literally stressing over this the whole rest of the episode, thinking to myself, you're an idiot, Jai. So I just wanted to correct that. It's not Jimi Hendrix. I do not know why I thought that he did Dark Side of the Moon. Sorry, Pink Floyd. Continue with the podcast. So imagine having these limited edition versions, there's only a certain number of copies, and having that as an item. You can sell that item later on. It's a digital asset, right? These NFTs, it's the same thing. It's just it's digital. I know it's a little harder to get your head around because we can so easily right click copy, and right click save as. I get it. But that's not, the actual file is not where it is. It's being able to authenticate that it's an original piece by that artist. So, you know, these 200 copies, there'll never be more than 200 copies. Some people I've given them out, haven't had anyone purchase them as yet. So if you want to buy one, you should go and do it. You could be the first person, and that will show up on the blockchain. You'll be able to say, this was the first copy bought. You can prove all of it on the blockchain. And I'm actually giving away an extra NFT airdrop for the first person who does buy. And so if you buy it, what you'll find is that I will see your address and then I can send you free shit, free NFTs. ones that I've bought already. Maybe I send you some extra tracks that are NFTs. Maybe I drop an unreleased track that I'm working on in that you know, that storage that's online. So I can give you, as you know, as if you've bought this track, I can be like, hey, here's an unreleased track I'm working on, and I can just drop it in there and let you know. And then all of a sudden you get this extra content. So I can add extra things, extra perks, extra content onto this in the future. Holding a digital asset, there's so much you can do with it. I can use it to give you access to certain channels on my Discord. I could use it to give you discounts to things. So maybe if you've purchased or if you're a holder of one of my song NFTs, I will, you know, I could give you half price tickets to any of my events at the studio. There's a heap of different things you can do with these. And that's where the actual beauty of NFTs lies. It's not in the fact that it's a picture of an ape. It's not the fact that it's just the music. It's the fact that you can actually add these extra things in, extra perks and extra things that you can prove, you can see, you can authenticate. If someone owns a CD or a vinyl back in the day, you would have to take a photo and you'd have to prove, and then you'd have to believe them that that's the photo. I can verify everything through the blockchain with NFTs. That's why I think they're so important. The other thing is there's automatic royalties. So anyone who then on-sells in the future, without me doing anything at all, money gets paid to my account as a royalty, as the original artist. You can set that up when you do it. I've got it set at 5%. So if you buy a track off me and then you sell it to someone for $100, five of those dollars will go back to my account. And that's forever in perpetuity. And that means that artists will forevermore get royalties on their items. There's heaps. The reason I'm so excited is there's heaps of things that are coming that aren't here yet. So fractionalization, meaning you could own, certain parts of a real world item. So say whatever the most expensive, basketball card is in the world. I have no idea I don't follow basketball cards, but let's say it was $10 million. I have no idea. This could be totally wrong. It's $10 million. Someone who owns that could say, okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fractionalize this. So I'm going to take it and hold it, and I'm going to sell, I'm going to sell 100 NFTs for this. They would probably break it up into a smaller pieces because that's a lot. And so they could go, all right, 100. So you own, a piece of this. The same as you own a piece of a business, a share of a business. You own a piece of this. So if we were to sell this, you would therefore get this much percent of what that item is worth. So then what's going to happen is people are going to go, oh, sweet, I'm going to buy this because the price of that card is probably going to go up, as generally happens with super rare exclusive items in the collectibles market. That's going to go up. And then all of a sudden, I've got, something that I purchased for, if it was 100 of the NFTs, it might've been 100,000. The price of that card might go up, or people might want to have that percentage to say, all right, I own 1% of that card. People might say, well, you bought it for 100,000. I want to buy it for 150,000 because I'm going to hold on to it, for a longer time. So this is a way where, and the reason this is important is because this allows people who have less money to get into the market of collectibles on bigger, more expensive items. And this is items in the real world. You can do it with music. I could sell, and this is already happening. There's a platform by Blau called Royalty. We did a podcast on it recently. I got to talk about that too, a new podcast coming. And that's kind of why I'm doing this one now, because I want to give a little bit of a heads up of what's been going on lately and then let you guys know about that. So now I've forgotten what I was talking about. Good job, Jai. The NFTs, there's so much stough coming. Royal, Blau's platform. So basically with this, you're actually able to purchase an NFT, which represents a royalty percentage of a song. So I think Nas was putting out two songs on there. So you could, I didn't look into the exact figures, but say you were selling 100 NFTs and each of them owned 1% of the track. And so that means that the fans, they would be like, cool, I want to own that because I want to own a part of his track to begin with because I love the artist, I love his music, I love this song. Then the other thing is they're also going to promote that person's music because they're actually financially incentivized to promote it. So your fans then, who are already your biggest promoters of your music in general, are actually going to win from being promoters of your music. So they actually, for being fans, they will get rewarded by getting royalty percentages in. Even more important is if they then want to go and sell that item in the future, they might make money on that sale as well. So you've got potential there for the fan to win, and then you've also got potential for the artist to win. So that's why NFTs are so powerful. They allow the fan and the artist to win, and they cut out the middlemen. There's no distributor, there's no there's no one taking their cut. A great example, one of my friends, he just sold I think he only sold 10 NFTs, and it was the equivalent in dollar value of 500,000 Spotify plays, and this was in a couple of days. So if you look at that and then you understand as an artist what that means, 500,000 Spotify plays for most artists. And like, I love Tom, but you know, Tom Riddle, shout out Tom, big ups. But like, and Tom will agree, he's not a huge, massive artist. He's not, you know, he's not doing 500 to a million Spotify plays, but this might mean that he can live off his art and actually make a living because he can still get those Spotify plays. Like, he can still get Spotify plays. That's what people don't understand. This isn't an or. This isn't a you can stream it or you can sell it as an NFT. This is an and. You can stream it for people and collect those royalties and still sell a limited edition NFT. You're adding an extra revenue source. And if fans support you early and purchase these NFTs of your songs and you do blow up, they're then rewarded for being early supporters of you and your music, because then those items, those songs, those NFTs are going to be worth way more, so much more money. And so I think if you look at all the cases for the different ways this can be used, it's so diverse. It's because what we're talking about is a digital asset with a smart contract in it that we can, you know, we can, I didn't even talk about smart contracts, but you can add all these interesting things in. So this leads me on to the last thing that I want to talk about, which is the NFT project. This is our new baby, our new podcast. It's not just me. This is me and Brock Nielsen and Aaron Butler. So the three of us, Aaron is not on every episode because he's busy. He's always out doing stuff. I think he's not on tonight because he's got to watch the tennis. I love that he's that passionate about Kyrgios playing. But so it's called the NFT Project. This is a podcast about NFTs and the future of music. So we'll be explaining what NFTs are, how they work, the potential we see for it. Like the first few episodes, we're really going into, if you don't know anything about NFTs, we're trying to help you learn a bit about the space. You know, the first episode, I think a Genesis one is, what is an NFT? The second one is, what is this podcast about? The third one, I think, is what's the go with the different platforms or different wallets, because there's all different wallets and platforms. We've done an episode on the DistroKid sellouts project that dropped, that I was a part of and a number of other people as well, which is exciting. Then we've just talked a little bit about in some recent episodes, we talked about sort of some problems, teething issues that are happening at the moment, at the, you know, with the NFT space. That's a good one, interesting one. And then we talked a little bit about some scams and safety. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Pixel Bands drop, which is an awesome project I love. And then also we're going to be talking about Discords, so Discord safety and sort of, you know, things to look out for and things, to, you know, to watch out for and to look for. So, yeah, we've got this podcast. We've got some big guests already lined up in the music NFT space in particular. So we're excited to have those people on, you know, and we're going to be discussing NFTs, projects that we love. So ones that we've seen that we love that maybe could be implemented into the music industry if they're not music related. Then we'll also be talking about music projects we love, and then just things that we've learned in the space. If you don't know, Brock and Aaron have Creative Cult, which is one of, you know, the sort of business stuff they do with, you know, the creative content. But they've started a project called Project DJ, and that's kind of how we got the name for the NFT project. It's a bit of a link there. And Project DJ is a place for DJs, musicians, fans of music, you know, to go and to, you know, they've got a project. I minted one of their Genesis passes, AAA passes. They've got, they've just done an airdrop. So I just got a free track airdrop to me. And then they're about to start their tarot collection as well. So they've got some really cool stuff going on. And that's the first where I went into, they launched their project. I went in to their project and I had already been looking at NFTs. I'd known about them for a while. And that got me really excited. And I minted their AAA pass, started getting really diving deep into NFTs, learning more about it, listening to other people's podcasts, reading articles, you know, watching YouTube videos. And then I just decided that I was going to do my own project as well. Now, my project is going to be a little bit different to their project. There are some similarities, but my project is more for all creatives. So I want artists, I want animators, I want videographers, you know, DJs, musicians, you know, any visual kind of art or anything, even dancers and things. I can see in the future where NFTs, there's going to be something in the dance space. I don't know what it is yet, though. That nothing has been done that I know of. But I want to make this creative hub in the Discord. It's not all going to be about NFTs, this Discord. That's only a small part of it. And that's the NFT part is going to allow us to fund projects for other people who want to do NFT projects or Web3 projects within our Discord community. I also wanted it to be a place where you can go to collaborate. So, and whether that means collaborating in terms of musicians collaborating together, people collaborating with NFT projects, or if it's people, you know, so, you know, DJs or music producers, they need artwork. You know, people need track art. And I would love to have a community in there of really cool artists, really cool videographers even, so that we can go there and you know that if you release a track, you can post in there and say, hey, I want some artwork for this. You know, I'll put the track up. And, you know, if anyone gets an idea of some artwork, pitch it to me and we can do it. Maybe you come to an agreement where instead of paying the artist for the money, you go, you sell a limited number of NFTs together for it, which is the music and the art, and you split the profits. I don't know how it'll work in terms of that, but that's like a future thing that we can work towards, is having a space. And maybe you just pay the artist, you know, maybe it's that, but I want a place where we've got artists that we know, we trust in all the creative spaces. I want to have, I've already got channels in there for DJ resources, artist resources, music producer resources, and NFT resources. You know, there's a heap of other stuff that I want to do with it. I've got so many ideas for this project. Our first one's called Kingy's Crowns. It'll be 250 original art pieces by some artists that are friends of mine. It should be five artists. And now I have different rarities, different number of crowns. So the most rare, there'll be 3 of 3. Then the next rare will be 4 of 4, 5 of 5, 6 of 6, 7 of 7, all the way up till you've got all 20 crowns. There's 20 different crowns. And so these crowns, you'll randomly mint it. So when you mint to purchase it, you'll get a random one of that crown. And this will give you access to the throne room. Everything on my Discord is kingdom related, because King Koi being a king, and that's why I'm calling everyone kings and queens now. So shout out to all my kings and queens out there. Kings and queens on the Discord, love you all. And then that's why the crowns come into it, because that means, you know, if you've purchased one, you'll have access to the throne room, which is obviously for the kings and queens. And that's the place where we will actually vote on how public money is spent. So 20% of all the sales will go into a public wallet, and we will discuss and vote on how that money is spent within the throne room. So you have to own one of the crowns, and that could be, all right, one of our members wants to start a project. This is the project. We want to fund them by giving them, you know, $2,000 to pay a developer to help develop the project. And then if it's successful, they pay that money back to us. Or if it's not successful, then, hey, we gave it a shot. We helped someone in our community have a crack. And I think that's probably worth more than anything, being able to have this money there that we can all, you know, help each other. Because as you guys know, that I love that. I love helping people. And that's what this place is going to be about. I've realized over the years, my superpower is building community and helping other people. And so that's why I'm going to be working on this project for the rest of my days. As long as I am involved in music, in creativity, as long as I'm breathing, I will be putting everything into this project, the Discord. It's called Boy King Koi's Kingdom. Come, you're welcome in my kingdom, our kingdom. When the mint happens for these crowns, I'd love you to become a part of the community even stronger by purchasing a crown, because I think, you know, we can really build something special in here. There's more to it than just the crown as the original artwork. They will be made into wearable versions that you will be able to wear in the metaverse whenever that happens, whenever that comes. Like I mentioned earlier, I've purchased land in a particular metaverse. So, you know, we might have a clubhouse where we can go or a club or a recording studio or something in the metaverse if that all plays out, you know, the way I think it will. And I'm just really excited to build this thing. I feel like I've got lots of different people on different platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, you know, and I really want to bring everyone together in this one space where we can all connect and learn and collaborate together. You guys know that I'm big about that. So, you know, I would really say come and join in. I've already given over, I think I counted the other day, I've given over 10 free NFTs away in under a month. Sometimes I'll just jump on there and go, I'm going to do a random community giveaway. I'll choose a random, I'll get a random number generator, get it to generate a number of how many members in the community. And then I'll just go into the list and whatever number you joined as on the list will be, you know, if you are that number, you win a free NFT. And I'm doing this just so that people can become a little bit more familiar with NFTs, the process. You'll have set up a wallet then. You'll own an NFT. And, you know, once you get that bug, it can really take off and you'll want to be looking out for, you know, great NFTs around the space. And, you know, I give tips in there for things I think are important that you can do, that you can look for, that you know, projects I'm thinking are good, you know, like alpha, giving out that alpha for anyone who's in the NFT space already. Alpha means those hot tips on good projects or good info. And yeah, I want this space to, you know, to really flourish and be the place where we all live and connect. And, you know, I would love you guys to come and join me. I believe this is going to be the future. That's why I've started it. That's why we have the podcast. And that's to connect with people on a global stage, you know, and really give some information out there about, NFTs because it's the Wild West at the moment. You know, going to be giving out a lot of information about safety, about how not to get scammed and all these kind of things. So, you know, jump on board with the podcast. It comes out this Monday coming. I believe it's this Monday. I should check that. Nope, we've got another week. So we've got another week. So the 31st of January, we are launching that. We're going to be giving away free POAP NFTs when we launch. We might make the first episode. We might make episodes into NFTs that you can own. So you could own a limited edition. Maybe we sell 5 or 10 of the NFTs. And then, you know, if the podcast was to blow up in the future, people might want to own that first podcast limited edition version. It might be worth something. So we'll see what happens with that, but it's exciting times. You know, I can see so much potential for NFTs in the future. And if you know me, you know that I always go all in on things that I believe in. And that's why I'm doing this Discord. That's why you will probably be like, Jai, will you shut the fuck up about your Discord? Will you shut the fuck up about NFTs? You're talking about it too much, but I'm only doing that because I want you to understand that it's going to be a thing. It's going to be big. And if you understand it now, you'll be able to implement things and capitalize once everyone else becomes, you know, once the mainstream comes across to understand how it works and what's going on. So yeah, if you have any questions about NFTs, if you want to learn more about NFTs, or you just want to be part of the community that we're building over on Discord, you don't have to learn about NFTs in there. You can just use it to connect with other artists. You know, we've got a Show Us Your Music in there. So anytime anyone posts their song in there, I will go and listen to it almost immediately, or it'll be the next day or something. So if you're someone who, you know, wants track feedback, a lot of the times I don't have time to do track feedback, but if you do it in the Discord, I will, because that's the place I'm building. I'm putting all my attention there. I promise you, if you put a link in the Discord in the Show Us Your Music channel, I will listen to it. Plus, you'll get other people within the community listening to it as well. And, you know, like, it's just a really supportive place. So I really want everyone out there to come and be a part of, you know, this community. Come and listen to the podcast. And yeah, I think that's the end of this one. I'm going to be doing a few more of these, all dry myself, because they're easy to organize. I'm literally sitting in my bedroom. You can see I'm actually sitting in bed at the moment, doing this one. So, yeah, I hope you guys will come along for this new exciting journey. Check out the NFT project. There's links everywhere on, you know, there's a link on my Instagram. I'll put links in the descriptions below to join my Discord, to join the Project DJ Discord, and to join, you know, to check out the new podcast as well, which drops on the 31st of January. I would love you guys to support us when it drops by sharing, liking, rating and reviewing, you know, doing all that cool shit that we love. I would absolutely love you guys to support us in this new endeavor. You know, and like I said, thank you for the studio support. Come check out the studio sometime at one of the events. You know, if you want to learn more about any of the other stuff I spoke about, hit me up. You know that I'm always here to help, and I love helping, you know, everyone in the music community. So yeah, guys, that's it. I hope you guys are doing well in 2022, and I hope you're having a great day or night wherever you are, and I'll see you guys soon for the next episode.